It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Entrepreneurship has become the new American dream. However, this business concept isn't strictly American, as evidenced by this week being designated Global Entrepreneurship Week. Here to talk about the overall growth in entrepreneurship and tell us how the week is being observed is Rebecca Harris, Director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, hello. How are you?
I'm great, Paul. Can't you just feel all those inventions happening right now? Like the ecosystem is just like a buzz. I'm telling you.
I can feel it.
Okay, that's very good.
What is Global Entrepreneurship Week and who started this initiative?
So Global Entrepreneurship Week is the world's largest celebration of innovators and job creators. And these are the people who are launching startups. These are ideas for driving economic growth. They are ideas to expand human welfare. It really started with an idea in 2007 by the former president and CEO of the Kauffman Foundation, which does a lot of work in training and entrepreneurial training. And he really had an idea about what would happen if there's a global movement to inspire people to sort of unleash ideas. And so at that point, there were 37 countries on hand. And now Global Entrepreneurship Week includes 150 countries, 25 million participants, over 115,000 activities during the week. So it's really inspiring, and it's a potential for collaborators and mentors and investors to all connect with entrepreneurs. So what could be better?
Is it safe to assume that innovation and job creation go hand in hand? Because innovation, you know, if we're talking about robotics, I mean, has been seen as something that can eliminate jobs. So what about that?
Well, when we look at innovation, and really there are certainly ways that innovation can create more jobs and new jobs. There's ways where innovation can maybe end certain jobs, but when you look at overall innovation, what you want to do is really aspire to create more jobs in the economy. And that really, in many ways, does happen, because as you're creating more businesses and more ideas, you're going to need more people to do them. So we find overall that the jobs numbers do increase. And entrepreneurship is really about creating something that makes people's lives better. It's really empowering, and you need people to do that.
And are there specific benchmarks or reports generated relating to global entrepreneurship?
There really are. The 2015 Global Entrepreneurship Index, released on November 17th, so bringing it up to this year, measures the entrepreneurial ecosystems in 130 countries. And the index identifies each country's challenges and determines the most effective interventions. So the U.S. is rated as number one in the index. And the components look at, like, the depth of capital markets, globalization, spending on research and development. And, of course, there's a correlation with the countries that are more wealthy and regions that face more challenges and priorities have a tougher time. And those are the ones that really need more attention. So that's where we need to go with those.
And I understand that activities and the events supporting Global Entrepreneurship Week are quite varied and unique. Can you tell us about some of these?
They really are. There's so many things going on right now. There's Startup Weekend in Pittsburgh here, which starts Friday the 21st and goes through Sunday. It's a 54-hour event designed to provide education for technical, non-technical entrepreneurs, and they start with pitches, and they brainstorm, and they do business development, and they prototype, and they have a competition. Friday, CMU is hosting, along with a lot of things, a social entrepreneur luncheon and talk featuring a consultant from the United Nations. We're hosting a product in a box competition tomorrow at Chatham, where the students will compete with a mystery box of items to create and market a product to judges. Now, here's a couple that I really love, Paul. There's a Green Tech Open Global Ideas Competition. Now we're taking this to the international stage, where finalists from more than 20 countries unveil potential breakthrough clean tech ideas in air, waste management, efficiency, renewable energy, green buildings, smart power. There's another one that's called VC4, the number four, Africa Meetups. So as part of the week, VC4 Africa Community initiates a series of networking meetups in cities, bringing together local entrepreneurs and angels and VC investors to really help companies in Africa. So There is a lot going on.
We're talking with Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, about Global Entrepreneurship Week. Are there special initiatives for women entrepreneurs?
Paul, there are not only special initiatives. We have a whole day. Tomorrow is, believe it or not, Women's Entrepreneurship Day. It's actually a designated day, and it's a theme to celebrate and engage and support women entrepreneurs around the world. And really, women, and the reason they do this, are an untapped resource and a really untapped economic potential. And according to the International Labor Organization, there's 112 million women living in developing countries who could contribute more fully to their economies. So there's a lot that could be done to reduce poverty, help women in their communities. And so it's really important to focus on women.
And how does Pittsburgh stack up in terms of its entrepreneurial ecosystem?
We have really grown considerably. It's really amazing to see all the entrepreneurial leadership and advancement in this region. I just came out of a meeting and a presentation with Deborah Lamb, the city's chief innovation and performance officer, looking at an innovation roadmap for the entire city. We have a lot going on here and a lot of firms coming in, venture capital firms coming in, and a whole incredible system of support for entrepreneurs. So we have a lot of these links on your website. And if you've got an idea, I say go for it.
Rebecca Harris is director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, talking about this week being designated Global Entrepreneurship Week. As always, Rebecca, great thanks.
You're welcome.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, measuring poverty's impact on the LGBT community, and also playwright Willie Holtzman on the world premiere of his production Smart Blonde, which tells the fascinating life story of actress Judy Holliday. If you missed any portion of today's program, you can go to our website at WESA.FM. There you'll find past segments and entire shows for your listening pleasure. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.